Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This year, back that ass up. You got a little versatility with your ass backing up.
Little Lincoln Park on a Tuesday.
Is that who that is?
R.I.P. Chester.
Oh, they had a member who passed. I didn't do a lot of Lincoln Park.
Lead singer.
Did I see where, really? The lead singer of Lincoln Park?
Some years ago, yeah. He killed himself, unfortunately. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I asked.
They have a. They did just get a new lead singer though, and it's a lady singer now.
I mean, you got an
interesting approach.
You got to end the band, don't you?
Journey didn't.
Probably easier said than done.
Yeah, Nirvana did. I think that's the way you do it.
You know, a little Linkin Park.
Yeah, I remember them doing that. That with Jay-Z.
Oh yeah.
That's what I remember of Linkin Park.
I'm shook.
That's
who's
one
Fred
show
Durst?
I never got
Fred
to see.
Fred Durst is
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit, man.
A little more rough around
the edges.
You've
been over here tripping. What you like?
I'm thinking,
we lost Fred Durst.
Fred's dead, man. What's going on here?
Keep rolling, rolling. People testing in Alice in Chains is still going. I'll take your word for it. I just think you gotta shut it down. Especially if it's the lead singer, right?
They're so famous, though, and have such a global following.
I mean, are they, I promise we'll get to this best case scenario running back thing.
We'll get there.
But are they still making like new music or are they traveling and just playing old stuff and they need a lead singer? I can understand that.
I think they recently, I haven't followed them close in years, but I know a little of these headlines. I think recently they put out new music with the lady lead singer.
Text line, help me out, Tyler. You may know, Clint, you may. Did the Beatles just shut it down after John Lennon passed?
Oh, who cares? Most overrated band in history.
That's impressive.
They are. I'm not saying they're bad, but the Beatles are the most overrated musical act in the history of tunes.
I just don't think you could say that.
I always do.
I just don't think you weren't there to experience it.
I don't think you could.
No, but I can hit play.
I understand maybe some music doesn't care. I feel like that's when you got to be there.
They are
talked about as influencing everything.
I'm not saying they didn't have influence on some music and that, you know, they had a role to play in the history of music, but they are way overrated. People sing their praises like it's just overdone. It's overdone with the Beatles.
I didn't know that was your take. I didn't know that was your take.
I like some Beatles songs. Really, I'm not even trying to hate.
I feel like that, like the Beatles are one of those kind of off limits. Even if it's not for you, let's just pass on by. And you just said, hell with it, I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
That feeling you're describing, describing should be one of the signs of what I'm saying.
It's a tough. It's like Elvis, overrated.
Well, that's the king. I'm
like I can't. Yo, and the Beatles are the Beatles.
But you're talking, I think there's a lot of differences between like a 4 or 5 piece set band and a star that changed the world like Elvis Presley.
In my opinion, a band that changed the world like the Beatles?
It's just our opinions.
Like, it is, man, overrated.
You're going to make me go out and do a little research. Though. You're going to figure out what's going on here.
I don't think you're going to find anything.
I don't think you'll find like any.
Well, no, but correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the Beatles were more, I mean, obviously a great group, but there was, I mean, that's part of a movement, right? I mean, there was some, like, weren't they like in a time and like part of the reason why they're so big is because of,
it's hard to just, they were a part of a huge moment in musical history. I just think it's overstated.
They were the moment. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were the moment.
Yeah, we didn't have color television yet back then. You're right.
They were just like, there are a couple of acts that are the moment. Wow.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
And I'm not saying they weren't the moment. What, I just think they're overrated.
Kick Rock said Nirvana's overrated also. Again, I feel like that's another one. That's,
maybe in a way, because they were just kind of the founders of the grunge movement. I'm trying to see different sides of an argument. You could take some notes, Ronald.
Again, another.
I'm going to tell you, that album with that little baby, with that little, another, little baby
another,
boy
on another, the another tremendous. One of those became the moments where they completely, yeah. we just
invented a genre.
Yes.
Grunge.
I'm not gonna say that they put it out in it. We took Poison and we took all of those bands and just pissed them down the drain when old crazy Kurt Cobain came.
But big fans, I think, can overstate these moments. I'm not saying these moments for these musical acts didn't exist and they didn't have a big impact on music. I just think, especially with the Beatles, it's like, oh my gosh, they walked on water.
I think we're going to. I feel like it's one of those things where it's hard. I just would assume, Clint, if you were living in the 60s when this occurred, like, I feel like you would have a better understanding.
Strawberry.
Just why, like, I think right now, somebody, when our kids grow up, and when Tyler's dogs get a little older, when they grow up, like, they will listen to Nirvana and be like, what the hell? But you had to kind of be there also to understand the gravity of it. And I feel like the Beatles. Again, I think we're going to get to this running back thing, but I promise you, that one is just... That one. What was the... Because this one is up there. What was the Luke Morrow take that caught me off guard, that caught us off guard, Tyler? What was...
Never, ever, ever bring flowers to a first date. That one?
No. It was somebody... that he...
Commentator.
Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
Hates Scott Hansen, the guy from Red Zone.
Red Zone.
Luke.
Luke just came out and said...
He just signed a new deal, didn't he?
Yeah, and he thought... Yeah, that's what he talked about. He thought it was the worst thing.
Puts his bladder through it every week for us.
And he's just like, oh, my God, who is that guy? I mean, I've never heard anybody hate Scott Hansen. That was first timer. My man. Wow, Tyler.
The Beatles, though, or saying that they're bad music. Too much love.
We've been doing this show for this long, and I did not know that was your take on that, Tyler. Good. All right.
The Beatles. They became the leading force in Britain's cultural resurgence, ushering in the British invasion of the United States pop market.
Clint has put together lesson plans today.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, in my mind,
Abbey Road,
in my simpleton mind, Beatles, like, I knew when you said that, like, I think several cars ran off in the ditch.
Yeah, but someone texted in, the Beatles were just off limits. My father said you had to be there in the 60s.
Well, I wasn't.
You're gonna be there. You're gonna be there in the 60s.
Hey, man, in 2002, you had to be there to feel the gravity of 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, when that album came out. You just said you had to be there. You had to be there. That was a mini moment.
Paul McCartney is the best musician ever.
Pretty great, man. I didn't know you had that with you. I don't respect your opinion, but I respect your...
It's just an opinion.
You're out there on it, and you're standing. I mean, you are 10 toes down, maybe an 11th.
Righto.
I mean, the way it was such disgust.
Oh,
the
he's way thought he said about it. It. Yeah,
oh, no, that
it.
Is. He has been drunk, sober. He's had that conversation multiple times.
Yes. Hit the nail then. Yeah, I've had this debate with folks.
Wow. Did we just get right here in a block here?
And it makes me feel
bad. The Beatles and Nirvana.
Hate.
Overrated.
It's just the... Maybe the weight people try to attribute to these movements, I think, is sometimes overstated.
What is it? No, you're not running away from that. I'm sorry. We'll get to the best.
I mean, I'm reading over here. They caused protests.
I just want to know.
They caused unrest in the streets.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Political unrest.
What musical artist, band, whatever, who is somebody that you do put up there? As somebody?
You mentioned Elvis.
Elvis? Okay.
The kid, other king of pop. MJ.
Okay, I'm hoping. All right.
NSYNC, of course.
Change coming up, again. Nah, man. Coming up next, man. This is we'll get to the running back situation. Like, he's laughing to himself, but there is a tinge of he's serious about this.
Timberlake's a superstar, bro.
Listen, I agree with you on that, but we're not gonna go with NSYNC.
Maybe
that
not
fool,
so much Lance
that
Bass.
That fool came out there and said the Beatles were over. Yeah.
U2
with Lance Bass and JC.
Led Zeppelin.
Let's roll it here.
Metallica.
But the beat. All right, coming up.
Katy Perry.
I promise you, we will get to.
Katy Perry.
I'm almost cussed again. We will get to the best case scenario.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.